Beza Hashem, today's daf is daf Chaf Hei Amar Aleph and Mesechus Saita. And here we have an application, a fascinating Lemaisa application to the obscure Mishnah. And the Gemara applies the obscure halacha of the Mishnah to a very, very basic question in terms of Hilchos Ksuba. The Mishnah told us in the beginning of the Perek on the Chaf Gimel Amid Beis that a woman who is an arusa could be subject to kinui and stira. However, even though she's subject to it, she will not ultimately drink. It's on this line that the Gemara picks up with, and the Gemara here assumes that kinui and stira has a parallel to the halachos of hasra. If you think about it, kinui is a form of hasra, where the husband says, do not be alone with this man. That's a form of hasra. And the Gemara uses this in a very basic question in terms of the requirement of hasra for a woman who isn't following halacha. The Gemara, three lines on the top, asks the following shaila. Iboilu oiveres aldot. If there is a woman that violates das Yehudis. The Mishnah in Ksubas on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph describes that there is a certain dat, a certain standard of religion that comes along with marriage, that if a woman does not follow it, particularly what we would call colloquially today the halachos of tzniyus, so then in such a case she is not entitled to her Ksuba. Take a look at Rashi in Dibar Masal Averis Aldas. Yehudis Sheina Tznua Yotze Verosha Perua. She goes out with her hair covered, v'tava b'shuk, or she does a profession that causes her not to be tznuas in the shuk. U'midaberesim kol adam, and she speaks with every man. D'amar b'ksubis perakamadir, the Mishnah in Dafayim Bezim Ksubis, tells us the yotze shelo b'ksubis. Gemara asks a fascinating shaila, which our Mishnah might be relevant to as well. Overes aldos, tzricha asra lav tzida ksubasa, o eina tzricha. Does she need hasra to warn her that she's going to lose her ksuba if she continues to do this? Or no, immediately after she violates it, even without hasra, automatically she was going to lose her ksuba. Mi aminan, do we say, the Gemara spells out the two studs, the two sides, ki even the alveres aldos, hi lo boy hasra. Maybe because she violated the das, so then in such a case, you don't need hasra. It's a basic assumption, it doesn't need hasra. Odumati boy hasra, di hadra beiti adivra, to give her the opportunity to do Shuva. Says the Gemara, Tashma. Come in here, I'll give you a proof. We're going to bring a proof from our Mishnah. This is why our Gemara is bringing this up right now. Arusa v'shomeres yavam, we learn in our Mishnah, on the bottom of Gimel, the base, Arusa v'shomeres yavam, loy shoysois v'loy noitlois ksuba. They don't drink, nor do they take their ksuba. So on the one hand, there's a process of kinui stir that will make them prohibited to the prospective husband. However, there isn't a mayim hama'orim, and they will lose their ksuba. Is medayik the gemara? The gemara is medayik. Mishtu hu deloy shastya. They don't drink. Hakinuyi maknila. However, you need the process of kinui. Lamai. Why do you need the process of kinui? Lav lafti the ksubasa. In order for her to be able to lose her ksuba, she doesn't lose her ksuba right off the bat. How do you use the ksuba? Only if there's hasra. So infers the gemara. So let's go back to our original shaila from Ksubas. And that is, someone who violates das, do they need hasra? So maybe we could prove from here that the halach is yes, because we see over here, to lose your ksuba, you need kinui. So too, when it comes to losing ksuba for other things, like yotze berosha perua, the same halacha would apply. Amar Abaye lo. Abaye says no. Lo osra love. For the halach of ksuba, you would not need hasra. She would automatically lose her ksuba even without the kinus. However, to make her usher to her husband, so then in such a case, you would need the hasra. Rav Papa Omar, Rav Papa gives a different shot. Lahashkoisa kishihin esua. We're talking about giving her kinui so that we could give her to drink when she's in esua. Rashi explains, let's see Rashi inside, six lines into the narrow. If you warn her when she's an arusa, that if she's going to be nistar after she gets married, so Rashi explains that what Rav Papa is bringing out is that the need for kinui is not in terms of the halachos of ksuba. The need for kinui is that if she would be nistar when she was in nesua, then the kinui, which took place when she was in arusa, would be effective as well. And Rav Papa proves this. Kiddusanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Eimik hanin la arusa la hashkosa kishi arusa. Avol mekanin la arusa la hashkosa kishi nesua. So if you have a woman who is in arusa, and the husband does kinui when she's in arusa, it will have significance if later on it is seen that she was nistara, so then in such a case the kinui will be effective. Hence, the halacha of arusa v'shameres yavam, having kinui, is not necessarily a proof that you need a warning in order to lose the ksuba, and hence we do not know whether someone who is an overes al das requires hasra in order for her to lose the ksuba. The Gemara continues three lines before the Y. Towards the end of the line, Amar Rava, Tashma. Rava attempts another proof. Let's continue on in our Mishnah, says Rava. We have another case on Chav Gimel Amud Beis going to Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Tashma, Almana L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutz L'Kohen Hedyot, Mamzeres U'Nisin L'Yisrael, Bas Yisrael L'Mamzer U'Nisin, Lo Yishoytos V'Lo Notlos Ksuba. Last year that we discussed in the Mishnah, we delineated all of those cases, but now we're not going to do that. Let's just do the first one. If one has an almana that is married to a Kohen Gadol, which is an Isur, the Mishnah told us that on the one hand, they would not go through the process of Shtia because it's Einu Ru'uya L'Kaima. The only time a Sota takes place in all of its processing, including Shtia, is if it's a wife who's Ru'uya L'Kaima. At the same time, so even though it doesn't drink, if Kinu and Stira took place, she loses her Ksuba. Analyzes Rava. Mishnah hu de lo shasya. She doesn't drink. Ha kinuya makinu lahu. But kinui does exist. Ulamai. Why are you doing kinui? Ila osrna love. If you're to make her usr to the husband now. That's a totally fine explanation that you need kinui to warn her to make her usr to the husband. However, when it comes to these cases, amanu kongo de gushu vachalusa kan hediat, etc., all of those cases are asirin vikaimon. Those cases already. There is their usher to live with each other. So why do you need kinui? In order for her to warn her to lose the ksuba. And she would not lose the ksuba without asra. No, this proof of Rava that you need the kinui over here in order for her to lose the ksuba. And that shows us that overes al das does not lose the ksuba unless there's a warning. Lo, that's not true. La osra leboel kibal. There's someone else who she's now going to be prohibited to without. She will not be prohibited to him. Who is that? That's the Boel. That is the man that she was alleged to be alone with. So in a chanami, in terms of the Baal, you're right. The Baal already there was an Isser, but to the Boel, so there you need the warning. Lo l'Isser the Boel kebal. The Snan, as we learned in a Mishnah, this is an important Mishnah later on, Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Kishem Shasura Lebal, Kachasura Leboel. She's also to the Boel. So hence, there's no proof again for our Mishnah. We attempted two proofs, that Overes Al Das requires warning enough for her to lose the Ksuba, and those two proofs were rejected. The Gemara now continues four lines into the wide, another final attempted proof. Amar Rabbi Chanina Misura, Rabbi Chanina attempted the following right. Toshma. Ve'elu shebezim mekanelan. The Gemara now continues to mine the Mishnah, this time already on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah had told us that if there isn't a husband around, for example, if the husband is incapacitated, like he's a cheresh and he's no longer a bar mitzvah, that he's a deaf and a dumb, he can't speak or hear, so then in such a case, bezin does kinui on his behalf. That's what we learned in the Mishnah Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara again quotes it over here in an attempted proof. Shebezim mekanela mishin is charish baila. If the husband becomes a deaf dumb, o nishtatato, he becomes a fool, o sheyachavish pebeis ha'asurim, or he was in prison. V'lo lahashkosa amru ela lefsola lefosla miksuba. It's not in regards to hashka, because it wouldn't be hashka if it's done through bezdin, ela, but rather only in regards for her losing the ksuba, says the Gemara. Shmamina boi Hasra, Shmamina. Now, wait a second. Why are you doing the Hasra, proves Rabbi Hanina Mesura. If we're going to say that the Hasra is in regards to drinking, well, the halach is that she doesn't drink. So it must be the only other reason that we're doing it is to warn her so she could lose her ksuba. The Gemara is so enamored with this proof, aside from accepting it, the Gemara is bothered. Why did Rava and Rav Papa themselves not actually bring this proof also? Says the Gemara, V'kulu, and all the above, my time is lo amri meha. Why did they bring a proof? Why did they go to the first cases of the Mishnah that ultimately were not proofs? Says the Gemara, Dilma, no. They had a svar in the opposite direction. They thought it's not necessarily a proof in all cases of someone who's alveris aldos. Shani Hasam, over there it's different. The less law, Amsa, the Baal, Klal, there's no fear of the Baal. The Baal is an imbecile. So then in such a case, maybe there it's necessary for there to be Asra. Because since there's no fear of the Baal, so then it's only inevitable, or it's more normal for her to be Overis Aldas. Maybe it also means that she has an incapacitated husband. So then it's not as much as violation of her relationship with her husband. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. And rather the Hasra is there as a standard form of Hasra. And therefore the Gemara concludes that a woman, in order for her to lose her ksuba, will require Hasra. Gemara continues on Chafei Amid Aleph, 7 lines into the Y, and continues to challenge along the lines, or ask questions along the lines that we have been discussing before. Iboilu, we have the following Shaila. Overes aldas. Let's say she doesn't follow the halachas at Tznius. Verotza balakaim, but nevertheless her husband wants to continue to be married to her. Mekaima o eina mekaima. Are they allowed to stay married or not? Mi amrinan, do we say, b'kpeda de baal tala rachman of halay kapit, that it follows the k'peda de baal. These halachas of das are dependent on the baal's ratzon. And he's fine with it. Oh, don't look even the kapit. Once the Torah is makpid, it doesn't make a difference. Says the Gemara, Tashma, come in here, I'll bring you a proof. Elu shebezni mekanin lohen, mishin etzcharish bai lo onish, tata oisho yechavish beveso yisurin. We learned in our Mishnah that it's possible to have kinui even when the husband has become incapacitated. Analyzes the Gemara. Vi amrit rotza baal lekaima mekaima. If we're going to say that it's all dependent on the rotzon baal, so our Mishnah had said that bezin takes over for the baal. How could that be done? Avdi bezin midi didilma lo nichalei lebaal. Bezin is going to act on his behalf and say, you're not following das, and since you're not following the dat, so then the halacha is that you have to leave out of ksuba. Maybe the husband will be fine. So it must be that we see that's not dependent on the das of the baal. Answers the Gemara, no. Stama de milsa kivna alveres al das haminach nichalei. Most husbands will want that their wives follow the das Yisrael, and once they want that, so then in such a case, then it becomes the role of Bezdin to assume the most standard condition. The Gemara continues about 12, 13 lines into the wide with another Shiloh. Iboilu, Baal Shem Mochel al Kinuyo, Kinuyo Mochel. What happens if the husband is Mochel on the Kinuy? In other words, he says, once upon a time, I was jealous. I didn't want you to be with him. However, now, I'm fine. And then, let's say, what happened afterwards was, the woman was Nistar, she was alone with that woman who was the original subject of the kinui. However, the Baal had already been mochel. Mi aminim b'kinui de Baal tala rachmano Baal hu mochelei l'kinuyo. Do we say it's dependent on the Baal? The Baal is the one who initiates the kinui. Without the Baal, there's nothing to talk about. Vamei v'nyavin, in contrast to the case of Overis al-Adas. Oh, dilma kinui de kanilei me'ikara lo matzi mochelei. Or you say that takes on a life of its own. Once he's Mekane, then he cannot take it back. Tashma. So Gemara again goes back to this case of the Mishnah that we already had. The three cases of the incapacitated husband. If we're going to say the Baal has the ability to change the kinui. So in our case, we are talking about a husband who had expressed kinui and then became deaf and mute, or had become an imbecile, or he was locked up in prison. And then Bezdin acted on his behalf and said, wait a second, we have her over here, let's bring her from my Hamarim. So what do we see? What we see from here is that the husband's role is ignored. Avdina midi dasi baal mochalei. You're doing something that the baal might have been mochal on. Maybe the baal will be mochal. The answer is the Gemara again. The same teretz that we are given in regards to averes al das. Stam in the milsa the maskim al das bezdin. In general, the person would be maskim to the ratzon of bezdin. It is interesting to note that over here the Gemara says Stam and the Milsa Adam Maskim Al Das Bezdin, and the Gemara earlier did not use that rationale, but rather Overis Al Das Minach Nichale. I saw that in the Hamasifta Yalkut Yerum they raised this question, but I didn't find an answer that was clear to me. The Gemara continues about 12, 13 lines from bottom towards the end of the line. Tashma, come here, I'll bring you a proof. The Mishnah of Zayin Amar Aleph tells us that there are two Talmidei Chacham that come along to escort the couple. The Iyamrit, and we're proving in regards to the question of whether a husband who's mocha on the kinui, whether that's valid. The Iyamrit, Baal Shemachol Kinui, Kinui Mochol, Lechle Likinuye, V'Livvol. Why do you need the Talmidei Chacham to warn them not to live with each other? Just have the fellow be mochel on the kinui. The Gemara answers very astutely. That's exactly why you need Talmidei Chachamim. Ma'ishna Talmidei Chacham digmiri. That's the reason that you have Talmidei Chacham that are learned, diboy lemivah, because if he wants, not that they would warn them only that there would be a punishment and the waters wouldn't work according to the opinion of Rashi, but rather that they could tell him achle the kinuyech ubala, that you could be mochel on the kinuy. Maybe that's the reason. So there's no proof in either direction. Tashma, another proof of whether Baal could be mochel. Dam Rabbi Yoshia. Shoshet Varm Sachli Ziri Man Yerushalayim. There are three things that Ziri had taught me in Sanhedrin Peches from the men of Yerushalayim. Baal shemochel kinuy kinuyem mochel. Black on white. That Ziri quoted from the people of Yerushalayim that he can be mochel. And also when it comes to Zakim Mamre, Bezdin could be mochel him as well. These are collector's items of mochlin lo. A few cases that you might not have expected people could be mochel. Well, Ben Sora Mora, dwell Sora Mora, Shiratu Aviv, Imalim Cholo mochlin lo. And when I came to my friends down south, Al Shnaim Hodali, they admitted to me about a Baal Shemachol Kinuya, they accepted that. They accepted about Ben Sor Mor. Baal Zokim Mamre Lo Hodali, they didn't agree with it. Shlo Yibu Machlokus Bi Yisrael. In order that there shouldn't be more Machlokus in Klal Yisrael. If we're going to allow them to be Mochel Zokim Mamre, then you're going to have people constantly arguing on Bezdin, and the Ran writes in his Drashos, then it will make things appear as if there are two Toros. So now, though, we've concluded that in terms of Mechila, a Baal could be mochel on Kinuyo, and even when it comes to Sarah Mora, the Avin Yaim could be mochel on it. And therefore, the Gemara concludes over here for our topic. Shmamina, Baal Shemochel Kinuyo, Kinuyo Mochel, Shmamina. We see from here that a Baal can be mochel. We continue Be'ezer Hashem. Eight lines from the bottom, in the middle of the line, on Chafeyam and Aleph. Pligi bar Ravacha Ravina. Chad Amar Kodem Stira Mochel. Lacha Stirena Mochel. Now the Gemara even goes a step further. Not only have we concluded that Baal could be Mochel, what about him being Mochel already after Stira? Chad Amar Lacha Stira Nami Mochel. One said yes, one said no. Umistabra Kemand Amar Eina Mochel. And it's logical, says the Gemara,
that he cannot be mochel. Mimai. From where would we see that? Medekahadru Rabbanu l'Rabbi Yosi. Because of the response that the Rabban have to Rabbi Yosi. Now this braisa that we're about to quote can be found earlier in the Zayin Amid Aleph. I did not see anybody point out that the one difference is that this here is quoted in the name of Rabbi Yosi, and we have it on Dav Zayin in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, but it's the same discussion over there. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Baila Neman Aleha Mikal V'Chomer. A Baal is believed about his wife that they do not have relations with each other based on a Kal V'Chomer. Again, we're referring back to the Mishnah that says that when they travel to Beis Din, that they're not supposed to be with each other. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Umani Dashi Bekareis, Baila Neman Aleha. We trust the husband and wife when it comes to Nida, that they won't have relations. Sota Shibulav Lo Kol Shekein. Certainly when it comes to Sota, which is only a lav, certainly we would trust them. Amrulo, but the Chacham said back to the Rabban, they rejected. Lo, Imamit Benida Shekein Yesh Laheter. Anida, if they're both patient, so then eventually she's going to become a terrorist. Tamar Sota Shein Laheter. Sota doesn't have a heter. So therefore, the believability of Sota cannot be transferred to The believability of Nida, excuse me, cannot be transferred to Sota. Now the Gemara is going to bring it back to its original Shaila. The original Shaila being whether Mechila is going to work after Stira as well. Says the Gemara, if you're going to stay, the after Stira could also be Mochel, Mishkachas lo di'eshla heter, then you would also have a heter when it comes to Sota, the Yibayu Mocholai, Likinu Yehubal. So therefore, the Gemara says, we bring a proof from Dav Zayin. El Shema Mino Lachar Stira, Eina Mochul Shema Mino. The Gemara in Dav Zayin only makes sense when it says that Sota has no heter. If we're going to say that after Stira there's no Mechila, and hence, therefore, we conclude from that Braisa that Stira does not have Mechila. We continue on, two lines from the bottom of Chafei Avaralos. Mesu Ba'alehen. This is going back to our Mishnah. Let's turn back to our Mishnah on Chavdalid Amid Aleph, where seven lines from the top, the Mishnah says, Mesu Ba'alehen Atshilo Shasu, if the husband died before drinking, Beishamai Omrim Notlos Ksuba V'lo Shosu, Beisil Omro Shosus Olo Notlos Ksubasam. Beishamai says that the drinking is totally forgotten about, and she gets the ksuba. However, Basilo says there is a possibility for her to drink, as well as for the ksuba. What's behind this machlokes between Beishamai and Basilo? That Beishamai is of the opinion that she would be entitled to her ksuba, she does not have to drink, while Basilo says that no, she's not entitled to the ksuba, except if she drinks. Says the Gemara, there's a very, very fundamental machlokes over here that's at play. Beishamai savri shtar omen ligvois kegavui damri. Beishamai holds that the shtar ksuba, since it was written and prepared and halachically ready to be collected, we consider it as if it's already collected. The issue over here is the following. We have a very, very important rule in Kol HaTorah Kula, which appears in the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Mem Vav Mebeis, and that is Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Arayim. The way one of my excellent rabbeim presented it, Rav Herschel Schechter, he introduced the concept of Motzi Mechavel of Araya with a idea found in the name of the Gra. The Torah says in Parsha Shoftim that you will come to the Dayanim and they will judge Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Din L'Din, Bein Nega L'Nega. What are those three things? Between blood and blood, between judgments, and between Saras? With the Torah to you choose those particular examples. So the Gra said that there are three different areas of halacha that have their own, each one has their own set of rules. Dam l'dam refers to dam nida, and that's the halachos of Isurei d'oraisa, of Anida being with her husband. And there we have the rule, Safek d'oraisa l'chumra, Safek d'rabbanan l'kula. When it comes to nega l'nega, those are the rules of Tahara, and there also Safek is different. The rule is if the Safek is a Tumah Bershus Hayach, which actually appears in our Maseches and Sota, that we're Machmir on the Sota who's Bershus Hayachid, so there we learn out that the Halacha is a Safek, Tumah Bershus Hayachid is Tameh, Safek Bershus Harabim, the Halacha is that it's Tar. Finally, Din Ladin is monetary matters. Monetary matters, we have the rule of Hamotzi Mechaver Lo V'Arayah.
whoever is the muchzik, the one who is holding on to the money, so then in such a case, it's the burden of proof falls on the other one. There is a discussion whether this is simply logic. It's a logical argument, or it's based on Xeris HaKosuf. Take a look in the Pnei Yehoshua, in the end of the first parak in Ksubis, and, of course, on that Gemara, Bava Kama Menvav, Amud Beis. Either way, in our case, this rule of Hamos Nechaver Levaraya is very important in terms of shtar. Now, a shtar could be looked at in two different ways. If I have a shtar that says that I am entitled to collect money from you, am I the muchzik or are you the muchzik? So it could be, and there's a lot more to say in this, Tosas raises lots of different sugyas that revolve around this, but one could suggest, and this is a simple reading of our Gemara, Beishamai hol shtar omid ligvas kegavli gami, we view it, if I have a shtar, if I have, to simplify, I have a check, that means it's considered as if the money is in my hand. The same thing when it comes to a woman who's holding on to a ksuba, instead of a check, just put a ksuba in her hand. And then in such a case, she is the muchzuk on it. If she is the muchzuk, so then, in such a case, the halacha is that she is going to be entitled to the ksuba, even if mesu balean. However, continues the Gemara on top of chafem and beis, ubeis hillel savri, shtar amid ligvois, lav kegavli dami. It's considered as if it's not collected. Rashi spells that beautifully. Let's take a look on the top of Rashi and Chafei on the base. She is the Toveya. She's the one who's demanding the money. The husband is the muchzik of the money. The Dilma Zanoi. Maybe she was Mizani. Hilkach Inu Vadai. The man is considered like a Vadai. Vihi Safek. The Ain Safek Moti Midei Vadai. Safek doesn't take out of the hand of Vadai. And that's similar to the rule of Hamotz Mechaver al Varaya. Valev Aleha Lahavi Raya Shalosinsta. She has to bring a proof that she was not Mizanet. Now this opens up a Pandora's box. There is long discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim on this sugya, because there are cases where it seems to be that we don't say that the woman is automatically entitled to the ksuba. For example, Tosfos and Dibur HaMaskil by Shammai ask that the Gemara in Bava Basra says that if there's a house that falls on a woman, and we're not sure if the woman died after the husband is entitled to the ksuba, so the halacha is that we say yachloku, that the ksuba is divided. And we don't say that the woman is omed ligvos kegavo idami. So this Tosfos raises many, many different sugyas to try to reconcile, but this is the basic pshat of our Gemara. The Gemara continues, two lines from the top on Chafei on the base. Muberes Chavero. Mishnah told us that there is a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. If there is a woman who was not supposed to get married because she was pregnant from a previous marriage, or she was still nursing and she marries a new husband, so let's say she was nursing from a child from a marriage with Reuven, which ended, let's say, in the death of Reuven, and then she married Shimon in a manner that wasn't the way Chazal had said, that she got married too quickly. In such a case, you have Machlokes or Meir in the Chachamim, whether, in such a case, whether she drinks. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Machlokes, Ba'akara Uzkena. Rav Nachman and Rav Baravua comment on the next part of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that an islandess, a woman that's not capable of giving birth, or an akara, or an elderly woman, so then in such a case, we also have a similar question. Since the halacha is that a man is supposed to do pru ervu, and he cannot with these women, he needs to marry another woman. If he needs to marry another woman, so Tanna Kamma says in the Mishnah that we don't consider that wife someone who is ru'iyah l'kaima. Rabbi Eliezer, take a look back in the Mishnah, disagrees, and he says he does not divorce that wife. He can marry another one, and then be mekayim the mitzvah of pru ervu. That's the machlokas. Comments Rav Nachman in the name of Rabbi Ravua, machlokas, this machlokas is Tanna Kamma Rabbi Eliezer, bakoru uzkena. That applies only with a woman who can't give birth because of medical reasons, fertility reasons, who's getting an elderly woman. Aval islandness, but if we're talking about islands, they are called loshos of lonotel's ksuba. So she certainly is not in the parasha of Sota if there was kinui and stira. Shenemar v'nixra v'nizra zara. The pasuk says that if a woman is absolved by the mayim amarim and is proved innocent, so then in such a case she will have the bracha that she will be able to have children. Misha darkalazria yatsuzu shein darkalazria. When it comes to a islandess, she does not have the ability to be mazria, who was never born with those fertile organs, and for that reason, that parsha cannot be shayach to her. In contrast, explains Rashi, to his Kena and Akara, they originally had it, but there were later an injury or she had age, she was no longer able to. And for that woman, we could still apply Vinixo Vinizra Zara. Questions the Gemara. May Sive, three lines from Manu Chafei Mebeis, Hamekan and Arusal, Solushimeres Yavim Shalom, we've discussed in the past that Arusa and Shomeres Yavim don't have drink from the Mayim Amarim. So the Mishnah describes, the Tosefta as well describes, Hamakanu Rusasu Shemeres Yavim Shalom, Imach Lo Kansa Nistara Lo Shas Alonoto Ksubasa. We say that if she didn't get married yet, they didn't do Nisuin, she doesn't take the Ksuba. Mumberes Chaverim Nekes Chaver Lo Shas Alonoto Ksubasa. Div Rebbe Meir. This is the opinion of Rebbe Meir. Shei Rebbe Meir Omer Lo Yisa Adam Meuberes Chaverim Umenekes Chaverim. Person should not marry them. Vimnasa Yosi v'lo yachzor alamis. So that is similar to what we have saw. We had one opinion like this in the Mishnah. V'chachamram Yosi, k'shi yizgi hazman lichnos yichnos, that it's possible for them to get married. A rove is the Mishnaic word for a bachur. Shenasaz karas kena ve'en la isha ubanim meikara. If he marries a woman that didn't have children, lo shos avon subasa, v'lazam yachul lisa isha acheres, v'lifros lirbos, that's what we saw as well in our Mishnah. Aval, ha-mekana l'rusasu shemeres yavam, shelo u'mishenichnes u'mishikansa nistro shosa olo notos ksubasa. Oh, shosa olo notos ksubasa. She could either drink or she takes the ksuba. Mu'beres u'meinekes atzma o shosa olo notos ksubasa. Harove shenasa akarav zakena v'yeshla isha banim oshosa olo natlas subasa. A bachur that marries an akarav zakena and already has children, so then in such a case, then there is a possibility for her to drink, or and if she doesn't, she loses the ksuba. Eishes mamzer lemamzer v'eishes nesin lenesin v'eishes kevav mishuchor v'ailanis. We haven't translated every case because really, we really wanted to get the reason this whole long Bryce has quoted is for this line, islandess. That when it comes to a woman who is an islandess, that means that she never had feminine organs. O shosa lo notas ksubasa. We see that she has a choice. She could drink, or if she doesn't, then she loses the ksuba. But this is against what Rav Nachman had said, that everybody holds that she does not. Tiyufta katanimias islandis, tiyufta the Rav Nachman. So we have a question on Rav Nachman. The Gemara answers, Amalucha Rav Nachman tanoihi. Rav Nachman is going to say, this is machlokas tanoim, whether an islandis does drink. Mirtz Hashem, in the next daf, we already got well into Chavov and Aleph, we will continue on with that machlokas. The first topic, Bezer Hashem, for daf Chavhei, is a topic that we will introduce first as a halachic shayla, and then show its application in a couple of instances, and then relate it to the Gemara. We have a concept in halacha of zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav, that the Gemara in Bava Metzia in the first parak describes that one is allowed to pick something up on behalf of someone else, and bekone it, acquire it for them, even though there was never an explicit request for it, because the assumption is that when Reuven picks something up for Shimon, that Shimon has only to gain from it and not to lose, and he's going to be Zoche. What happens if I do something in your behalf, but actually take away something from you? I believe that it's going to be something good for you, but at the end of the day, I am taking something away. Would we say the same halacha? So it seems that the Raman, Yoredei, and Simin Shin Chof Chesiv Beis, and Hilchos Chala assumes that we say Zechiyah not only Le Adam, but rather Zechiyah Me Adam, that you could take it from a person as well. And that is for Hafrashas Chala. If I ask you to bake a cake for me, I give you all the ingredients, and then you take off the Chala, since in the big picture that's something I would want, so then L'chura, it would work. In the celebrated Ksos HaChoshen, Simon Reish Mem Gimel Sivkot and Ches, the Ksos HaChoshen challenges it, but at the end of the day, it is found in the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Inspector defends the position of the Trumas Hadeshen from our Gemara. In Shalos HaTshuvos Bar Yitzchak, Chelek Orachaim, Simon Aleph, in a long tshuva, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan there in Dibar HaMaskel, Va'od Raya, and Naf Gimel, brings a Raya from our Gemara, because our Gemara says that if we think that the man would want for Beis Din to be Mekane on his behalf, the halacha is that they can. Points out Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, it's not just Stam that Beis Din is just not doing a nice mitzvah for him. They're causing him to lose a very, very precious possession, a wife. So if the halacha is that you could do that and zachin, because the assumption is that he would want it, it would work. So we would see, says Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, zachin mei adam. This also applies in another halacha l'maisa, shalos Rav Yitzchak Elchanan specter, and that is, how will we look at an instance where a person forgot to sell their chametz, they're no longer there, and realizes that they did not do it. Would they want the Rav to step in to, or have someone else step in to sell it on their behalf? So if we assume, like Rav Yitzchak Elchanan's proof from our Gemara, then we say Zachin Me Adam as well as Zachin Le Adam. Rav Herschel Schechter, one of my Rabbeim, has a beautiful essay on this in the Sefer Bikvei Atzon Simin Lamed. But this proof from our Gemara on Daf Chafhei is found in the Tshuvas, Ber Yitzchak, Chelek Arachayim, Simen Aleph, Anaf Gimel. The second topic, Be'ezer Hashem, for today is what appears on Chafhei Amid Aleph, and that was the Gemara's Shaila in regards to the Halachos of Das Yisrael. The Mishnah in Ksubis tells us that one of the Halachos of standards of Jewish people, which has been maintained throughout the generations, is that a married woman goes out with her hair covered. If she goes out with her hair uncovered, then she can lose the ksuba. The Gemara, by us, asked a fascinating question, and that is, does the woman lose her ksuba? Let's say she was never warned, and then they get divorced. Can the husband, without any warning, pull out this variable and say, aha, she didn't cover her hair, hence she's not entitled to the ksuba? So the Gemara proved by us that the halacha is that no, that a woman will only lose the ksuba if she got the appropriate hasra. We see from a few instances, says the Gemara, that a woman requires hasra, like in the case of a woman whose husband is incapacitated, she will only lose her ksuba if she was warned by Beis Din. It seems from here that the same halacha will apply in regards to Das Yehudis as well. And this is clearly borne out in the halachos in Hilchos Ksuba in Simin Kuv Tezvav Sif Dalet. Particularly the Chalkas Macholkek in Osir Aleph. It's brought down in other places as well. But I will read from the Chalkas Macholkek as well as in the Shulchan Aruch. First, you know what? Let's start with the Shulchan Aruch. Im yesh edim shehisra batchila v'avra l'asra. Then, in such a case, says the Shulchan Aruch, she loses the ksuba. The Chalkas Mechalkek over there brings out, and he says, whether a woman had normally, consistently gone out with her hair covered or not, even though the Shulchan Aruch has added in the name of the Rajba that she habitually went out, he says, Vim Hisru Bavavra Asra, Afil Pam Achas Nased Ksuba. If she was warned, then she loses Ksuba. However, even if she went out many times, if she was not warned, she does not lose her Ksuba. There is a big difficulty. Why does the Shulchan Aruch throws in that she habitually went out dressed improperly? If the halacha is, it doesn't make a difference if she habitually went out. The most important thing is whether there was a hasra'a. Ultimately, the Pischei Tshuva in Sifkat and Yud says it could be that the Shulchan Aruch is emphasizing that because if she habitually went out, even if she wasn't warned, it could be justification for the husband to do divorce. However, she would not lose her ksuba unless there was hasra, as emerges from our Gemara. So topic number two is the list of Das Yehudis that the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Tes Vav Dalet, based on the Mishnah in Ksubas and Dafayim Beis, that Yosef Lashuk, Olamavim, Mephulash, Abachatzah, Shiram, Bokimbo, Verosha, Perua, or she has a job in the marketplace that causes her not to be tznius, her arms are uncovered, and so on and so forth. Kuf Tes Vav Dalet, she will lose her Ksuba. However, our Sugya concluded that is only if she's warned. If she habitually violates it, that might be justifications for divorce, but it could be that it's still she would be entitled to her ksuba if there isn't an appropriate hasra.